zero feels balmy. Isn't that funny how wonderful it can feel when you have that difference? And even if it weren't feeling like spring outside, it would feel like spring in here today. Because today is a very special worship experience. Our worship experience will be guided, and we will have communion and share communion and be led by our kids. I am so excited. I've never had this opportunity to work with and to be in leadership with so many wonderful, beautiful kids. It is a sheer joy to be present with them today and to work with them. And I hope that you receive this worship experience as a gift and that you feel the hope of a very bright future when you experience and witness and listen to these kids and learn from them what they have to teach us today. That being said, the bulletin is pretty psychotic today. Nothing new, totally fine, we'll handle it. If you don't know what's happening next, you are in very good company. But we know what's happening next. We, the worship leaders, we totally have it. And if there are question marks at the end of something, just let it help you ponder and wonder what might be happening next. It's okay. It's all part of your worship experience. You're fine. And we will all be fine together. And I invite you to join in worship, to call one another to worship today. And we will share together responsibly as it's printed in your bulletin. This is the day we gather to celebrate the sacredness of children. We come thanking God for children and longing to keep our young brothers and sisters safe.
Thank you.
You guys face them, okay? How the readers do. Who's lighting?
We light this candle today for children killed by guns, violence, sickness, accidents, and poverty. We especially remember with sadness the children who were shot in places where they should have been in safe schools. Make our schools, homes, churches, and the street safe places for us to be. We also remember the unnamed children killed in war or left without parents because of wars. We light this candle for all children who suffer.
Lord, have mercy. Christ have mercy.
We light this candle today for all the adults who work for laws to make guns hard to buy. We light it for adults who make their homes happy homes for children who are not related to them. We light this candle for adults who care for us, teach us, and protect us. Their actions speak louder than their words, and we thank God for them.
Jesus, as we pray silently for the children. And I invite you to be guided by the presence of God within our midst and within you. I invite you to lift aloud your joys, your concerns, your hopes, your fears, your very self. We might put into practice our faith, that we might open our hearts to God and to one another. We help carry each other's burden. We celebrate with each other one another's joys. Are there joys or concerns that you have today? Would you like to share? Do you have any prayers that you would like to share? Joys or concerns that you would like to share today?
I've been talking about my friend Susan, whose service was yesterday. So please, prayers for comfort and peace for her family. She has six children and brothers and sisters. It was an amazing experience, and prayers for all those who grieve.
the news that the United States and Russia have decided to let go of their treaties around nuclear weapons. I don't know that I understand a word of that or why in the world we would do that, but we are symmetrically letting go of our treaties around nuclear weapons. So I pray for that we will never use a nuclear weapon. And I invite you to continue in the spirit of prayer and share together the prayer that Jesus taught us, saying, Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
First reading is from Jeremiah chapter 1, verses 4 through 10. Now the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you, and before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you a prophet to the nations. Then I said, Ah, Lord God, behold, I do not know how to speak, for I am only a youth. But the Lord said to me, Do not say, I am only a youth, for to all to whom I send you, you shall go. And whatever I command you, you shall speak. Be not afraid of them, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said to me, Behold, I have put my words in your mouth. See, I have set you this day over nations and over kingdoms, to pluck up and to break down, to destroy and to overthrow, to build and to plant. The second reading is Corinthians chapter 13. If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but am not, have not love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. If I give away all I have, and if I deliver my body to be burned, but have not love, I gain nothing. Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful. It is not arrogant or rude. Love does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrong, but rejoices in the right. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. As for prophecies, they will pass away. As for tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will pass away. For our knowledge is imperfect, and our prophecy is imperfect. But when the perfect comes, the imperfect will pass away. When I was a child, I spoke like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I gave up childish ways. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall understand fully, even as I have been fully understood. So faith, hope, love abide. These three, but the greatest of these is love.
Thank you. You guys are doing a great job. Hi, chicos and older chicos. Today we are talking about love. And there's going to be a little bit of a test. Are you ready? There's a test. Are you ready back there? Can you look at the screen? This is the question on the test. There are two pictures. You see the two pictures? Which one of these pictures, which one of the people in the pictures does God love more?
Nobody.
The
middle.
The middle? Oh.
All of them.
Oh. Yeah! That's exactly right. You ready? You ready for another one? Okay, go ahead. Which of the, wait, do you see the two pictures? Does God love more? Who does God love more? Go ahead, just blurt it out. That's why you are here, and that's why they're here. Because we know God. God loves all of us. That's it. Oh, you passed the test. Was that hard or was it easy? It was pretty easy. You hit it. You get an A plus, and even if you didn't get an A plus, it'd be okay. An A times. Lots of. But you know that this is really not a test. It wasn't a test. It was just a little game. But God's love doesn't worry about that kind of test either. You are here and we are so glad. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for helping me talk about God's love today. And we will sing about God's love. Do you know this hymn? Do you know the song? Jesus Loves Me? Do you know this song?
Yes.
Will you join to sing?
We're going to sing, yes, girl.
When we share communion, we'll need to move that. You ready to sing?
To these, your beloved children,
bless their time reading the Bible, but bless every day of their lives so that they might grow to become faithful disciples of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. I think we're running the boss.
Better at
this than us. You will be more compassionate and kind. You will make more spaces open and available. We're learning how to do this, aren't we? We're all learning how to do this. They are too. And right now they're in the weird space where they're looking to us to figure out how to do it. And soon we will look to them. And this is what that passage tells us. This is what the love passage is talking about. It's teaching us how to be better people. We don't ask the question anymore, what am I going to get out of this? But how can I help them? How can I help them grow? What do they need in their journey of faith? Because that's what love asks us to do. I don't know, maybe you want to take a look at the scripture passage again. Maybe you even want to take this home and read it every day this week. The love passage, 1 Corinthians 13. I'm kind of serious about this. Go ahead, take this scripture passage, open it up, and look at it again. I'll give you a little second here. Okay. You read it, Jacob. Does it say anywhere in here? You getting it? Anywhere in this scripture passage does it say, you got to do it the way that I want it to be done? Just questioning. Do you have to look the same way that I look in order for it to be good? Do you have to listen to the same kind of music that I listen to in order for it to be good? Do you have to not like rap? Does it say that anywhere in there? Is it going to look exactly the same way that I want it to look in order for it to be good? It talks about love. And it teaches us how to be people of faith. Patient and kind and compassionate, not envious or boastful or rude or yelly. Soon these kids will share communion with us. Soon they will really share with us communion. They'll give it to you with their little hands. And I believe that when they give communion, that you will receive it. And it will be a gift from God. I pray that this time will teach us to use our gifts, the many, many gifts that we have in this building, in this space, in these resources of people and of time. And we will be people of love. That we will use these resources to live out our faith. That we will forgive one another and will be gracious to one another. And when we throw fits and we drop our crayons on the floor, we will receive one another with kindness and compassion. We will be kind and compassionate and forgiving to ourselves and to one another, and especially to our kids. May that all be so. Ooh, are you tired? Are you ready? You bored?
Yeah.
A little bit? Okay, you're on.
After Sarah, we're supposed to have this.
Oh gosh, thank you. See, we're not on. Don't get bored yet.
A little break.
You get a little break. Do you want to hang out here or do you want to sit up in the pew?
The choir next.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, choir, you're on.
Thanks for reminding me, Liz.
You're welcome.
One night Jesus and the disciples were sitting in a room
disciples told their memories of what had happened to them while they were following Jesus, when eventually Jesus himself interrupted them all and said, "Here's another story." And he lifted the bread lying on the table.
He paused as everyone fell silent and listened, and he said, "This bread, this is the most important one you have with me. More than all these stories, the bread is image of my body. I'll break it to show you that my own body will break. I want you all to break this bread so you all have know what's happening to me, and I want you to do it regularly, reminding yourselves of me each time and what I have to do for you, dying because I love all of you so much."
Does your heart?
All the disciples were speechless, and Jesus passed the broken bread around. They didn't understand in the same way that none of us really understands the sincerity of that act.
And while the bread was passed, Jesus lifted up the goblet and held it there in front of them, in midair for a moment, while everyone fell silent again. "This wine," he said, "is another reminder of me, but it is a symbol of my blood that will be spilled when I die. But do not be afraid, because tucked within this is a promise, a covenant, that I will be with you always wherever you go. Friends, I love you so much, now and forever."
there's a prayer that we didn't get a chance to read because why not? So there's a prayer response in the inside in your bulletin. Remember before, after we were supposed to do the joint, remember way back when we started the prayer response? Let's read that as a Thanksgiving prayer after communion. It says, prayer response, Jesus, through you we know that good overcomes evil. Rainy days are followed by sunshine. Show us how to work and pray so that all your children will be safe and blessed. Amen. And now, they just clinked glasses up here. It's awesome. Now we're going to pass out the offering plates. Do you remember those of you who wanted to volunteer to pass out? Okay. Looks like Anita has the offering plates. This is going to be a great day. Now is the opportunity. Look how pumped they are to give your gifts, to invite you to give and receive our morning offering. Yep, you bet. You can share. This is the whole point, is that we learn how to share. This is a good lesson for all of us. No fighting. No fighting. You share. You pass it this way, and then we'll pass it down to you over here, okay? Yep.
Have with me the
sign-up sheets for the chum dinner on the 14th.
The 12th.
I have something else on the 14th. Anyway, what's happened is people have been giving me money. We're going to make meatloaves, and the meatloaf money is going to cost $140, and our budget is $125, and people have been giving me the money to pay for that. So I have almost $100 already for that. There's other things that you can bring, and if you're going to help serving or help make, I'd like you to sign up. Thanks.
Lucas, take your microphone and pass it around.
The flower chart in the back that's got Valentine's on it needs to have some signatures. There's only one family that's contributing for this month, and we could use some fresh flowers, so please think about that.
Finance meets the lower classroom at about 11:15 or so.
The past state bank is in 2 weeks, and we may have taken you by surprise that we have it in February instead of March. The sign-up sheets are in the narthex with very few signatures on them. And since we plan on making 1,000, we need both orders and workers. So please see it in your heart to help us out. Thank you.
And our kids did a fabulous job today.
Oh, Because I am fearless, I will try more. Speak out loud. Because I am fearless, I will go on a plane. Because I am fearless, I will enter more contests. Because I am fearless, I will be more open to prayer.
Because I am fearless, I will try more new things. Because I am fearless, I will tell others more about me. Because I am fearless, I will be way more curious. Because I am fearless, I will go on more adventures.
Because I am fearless, I will try more new foods. Because I am fearless, I will help more people. Because I am fearless, I will tell more funny things. Because I am fearless, I will read out loud more.
Because I am fearless, I will ask for more homework. Because I am fearless, I will mix more foods together. Because I am fearless, I will go to a haunted house. Because I am fearless, I will go into the forest at night. Because I am fearless, I will get hurt more.
Because I am fearless, I will get on an angry horse. Because I am fearless, I will text more people or meet up with them. Because I am fearless, I will let my heart take over. Because I am fearless, I will go into a shark tank.
Because I am fearless, I will do more dares. Because I am fearless, I will ride an elephant. Because I am fearless, I will go rock climbing. Because I am fearless, I will believe more things. Go in peace, love, and serve God. Amen.